Wonderful playlist. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That was so special. The songs were Withholding Nothing, William McDowell, Fill the Room, Gateway, Holy Ground, Jeremy Riddle, Same God, Elevation Worship, Holy Ghost, Fill This Room, Hunter Place, Move of God, SEU Worship, and Awesome God, Michael Smith. So inspiring and encouraging. Thank you, Lord, for giving me more stamina to keep going. Please clear the decks of all the clutter, what we see, what we don't see. Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify them so that what really matters can take center stage in our day, hour by hour, withholding nothing. So many layers, but I see something more like boxcars stacked one on top of the other, like you would see on a cargo ship. I am not knowing the meaning of that, Jesus. The world, Claire, your accumulated experience with the world. First, my beloved bride, I want to establish with you that I am madly in love with you, because for all your faults, too many to mention here, you still struggle to get back up and be mine, because you lay in a mire of faults, like the La Brea tar pits that captured all the prehistoric animals, a hopeless, sticky soup. You disregard this mire and see only what is possible with me and my grace cleaning you up. You keep going when others would have given it up a long time ago. Now that is the kind of faith I can do wonders with. And even now, subjected to all those contradictions, you have not run away and buried your head in the sand. I can work with that kind of faith, even though it seems so weak to you. I see it as faith like a mountain. Yes, for all your invincible ignorance, headstrong will, regardless of all that, you still want only me. Shall I not fulfill that promise? Indeed, I will. Listen, my brides. I know well the depths of your depravity, and I am not the least put off by the full scope of them. So if I'm not giving up on you, how much more so should you not give up on you, or more correctly, give up on me by saying, Jesus, it is hopeless. I'm just too bad, too ugly, too fallen to ever be useful to you. Well, let me inform you, that thinking is straight from hell. It is the narrative of Satan about himself, but not about my bride. So don't listen to it. For the truth of the matter is that the greater your confession about yourself, the greater my grace rises to overcome it. Why? Because your heart is set on me. Satan's heart is not. His heart is set on himself. What a worthless piece of real estate he reigns in. The dregs of all the earth, for all eternity, where the fire will never die, but forever produce the stench of his miserable domain. Do not be suckered into this loser, my people. Do not believe one word of what he says, for he knows not how to speak the truth. His words are condemned before they leave his mouth, because his heart is blackened with all manner of sin, jealousy, corruption, wickedness, and all that kills, steals, and destroys. Yes, it is the truth. There is not one redeeming quality in this failed creature. Therefore, when he speaks from the foul depths of his rotten and diseased heart, stench fills the air to foul every good intention or work of my people. Have nothing to do with his logic, which is pure chaos. Do not buy into the narratives he is now preparing you all to receive. Remember what I am saying here and spread it abroad. Let everyone you know receive this wisdom, no matter how good or logical or upright his narratives are. They lead to hell. All his roads, all his ways, all his logic leads to the eternal fires of punishment. Do not believe what looks good, sounds good, feels good, is good. All of it is designed to separate you from me for eternity. He is the consummate liar that led Adam and Eve to question my wisdom and goodness, and he will do the very same thing with you if you allow it. Be 100% convinced of my words and scripture, and have nothing to do with the seamless explanations that will seduce you into fatal error. The time is coming when those you love and admire are going to betray me and betray the truth. You must be rooted and grounded in my love and the clarity of the Gospels. I spoke with my very mouth for you to learn, practice, and obey in these end times. Betrayal of only one truth I spoke is betrayal of all the truths you have inherited from me. Understand, if Satan can, with clever logic, unravel one truth I spoke, in your mind he will unravel all truth until you are standing in utter darkness with his demons of destruction. And for you witches, warlocks, and purveyors of falsehood, have you not seen what has happened to your champion, Anton LaVey? Tell me, where is his luxurious kingdom of rewards? Where is his fine bed of his passions now? Is it not the fire? Do you expect to receive anything better than that? Do not be deceived. Unless you repent and reform your lives to live for me, you too shall suffer the eternal fires. Come now, reason with me, show me the glories of his kingdom, so I may see a different fate for you. There are no glories, there is nothing else waiting for you. What he has received will be your lot, and even more so, because I have spoken to you and offered you another chance. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear family. Let's pray for the unsaved, especially our enemies who are in most need of his loving mercy and our prayers.